Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. And we are just 2 weeks away from this season's FNCS. And I know we haven't been talking about a competitive on this podcast as much as we did, you know, in the early days. But I do want to know, you know, are you excited to watch FNCS this season? If so, do you have any teams you're excited to watch? You know, I was just listening to the Fortnite podcast, you know, with Monster D-Face and his crew over there, and they were kind of talking about how, yeah, it's kind of tough in that scene right now because you have a hard time keeping teams together. You know, we have the reigning champions don't even make it a full season after winning championship before they break up. And I totally understand where they're coming from as casters and storytellers of the competitive scene. How frustrating that could be when teams are just breaking up left and right, and that kind of breaks up your story of, you know, wanting to follow that team. So I'm curious, is there any teams in particular that you root for and that you want to see win FNCS? Or do you just watch it for, you know, highly competitive, you know, Fortnite? You know, not really rooting for one team per se. I gotta say, that's how, when I watched it a lot, that's kind of how I was for the most part. I did, like, there was players that I thought were really good that I was like, I think there's a good chance they're gonna win, so I'm pulling for them. But I can't really say there was anybody, I didn't have like a favorite or somebody that I really wanted to win. I was mostly watching just because I was a fan of the game, not necessarily the players. But I'd love to know if anybody else is watching it in that way, where they are a fan of the player and they're rooting for somebody to win this FNCS. Other than that, though, I mean, there's no news to talk about this weekend. I'm recording this, you know, the day before Easter, but you're probably listening to it on Easter if you're listening to it right when it comes out. So, happy Easter. I hope you're having a good holiday, enjoying time with family and friends again. Let's take a look what people are playing. Battle Royale, 244,000. Floor's Lava, 34,000. Zero Build, 281,000. Rocket Racing, 5,000. Lego Fortnite, 81,000. Man, ever since they added in the new vehicles that you can add in, I noticed that the Lego numbers have jumped way back up there again. Ever since they've been able to build vehicles, people figured out that you can use the thrusters to basically build planes in Lego mode now. A lot of cool stuff going on in that space. I haven't even been playing, but just from what I've been seeing on social media, you could tell there's a lot of cool stuff happening in there. Festival has 16,000. Lumberjack Heroes, 7,000. Red versus Blue Rumble, Zero Build, 7,000. Murder Mystery, 6,000. Let's see. F1, 361. Only Up. Rocket Racing, 319. Stunt Ramp Raceway, 258. Backroom Racing, 188. And there's a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab. If we head on over to our Quest tab and look at our weekly quests, eliminate opponents in the underworld at night or Mount Olympus during the day. 10 in total. Again, pretty self-explanatory, right? You're either going to go to one of these locations, you know, at the right time in game, you know, and land at whichever one, and start getting eliminations there. All right, let's head on over to the item shop and see what's in the item shop today. Okay, so all our packs, our Lego stuff, the cars, the gear for festival, Lady Gaga, the jam tracks, Lantern Fest. We got the Dummy Brigade bundle in here today. That's got the dummy outfit, wrong turn back bling, noggin pickaxe, and crash test item wrap for 1,500. That's 500 off the total. Separately, dummy outfits 1,200. Noggin pickaxe is 500. We have the Ravage outfit for 2,000. Scarlet Commander outfit for 800. Adventure Peely outfit for 1,200. Crisscross emote for 500. Breaking emote for 800. The Night Gunner outfit for 1,500. Thunder Crash pickaxe for 1,200. Funk Ops outfit for 1,500. The Disco Brawl pickaxe for 1,500. The Dawn outfit for 1,500. This original spotlight section is still here. It's got all the same stuff. The Easter section, Spring Into Action is still here. Let's see here. We got Marvel back in the item shop. So all, you know, a lot of your favorite Marvel items are back in here, you know, such as like Ghost Rider, Hulk, Black Widow, Gamora, Thanos, Ant-Man, Star-Lord, you know, all that stuff is in here right now. Our Nike stuff is still here, and the Milloverse is still here as well. And that looks like everything today, so you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. All right, so it is Easter Eve, so you know what, for my outfit of the day today, I am going to go with one of the ones from that Spring Into Action section, the Dutch outfit. I mean, quite literally the Easter Bunny, right? That's and that's what we're all waiting for, the Easter Bunny to come, right, and hide those eggs so we can go search for them. So that's got to be your outfit of the day today. Again, 1,200 for that one, so good deal for that. And let's see here, that's going to be the episode. So please make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.